The debate between Selenium's legacy and Playwright speed is the classic versus modern showdown of the 2026 automation world. Here is your text, preserved exactly as written, but organized to highlight the strategic shift this transition represents. The UI automation evolution, Selenium to Playwright. For years, Selenium has been the default tool most testers and developers thought about when it came to UI automation. But this article argues that a new phase has started, and that Playwright is becoming a serious modern choice for end-to-end browser testing. Acknowledging the legacy. The article begins by acknowledging Selenium's legacy. It recognizes Selenium as the long-standing standard in UI automation, widely used across teams and projects. At the same time, it introduces Playwright as a newer framework designed for modern web applications and modern testing expectations. Why Playwright is gaining momentum? The article then explains why Playwright is getting so much attention. It highlights several key features: cross-browser support, headless execution, built-in waiting behavior, modern debugging capabilities, a cleaner overall developer experience. The core message: Playwright feels better suited for dynamic, fast-moving front-end applications where stability, speed, and easier troubleshooting matter a lot. A broader shift in strategy. Another major point in the article is that Playwright is not presented just as another tool, but as a sign of a broader shift in UI automation. The article suggests that teams are no longer satisfied with older approaches when newer frameworks can offer simpler setup and a more modern workflow. Is Selenium dead? At the same time, the strongest reading of this article is not that Selenium is dead. It is that Playwright is becoming a preferred option for many new projects, especially when teams are starting fresh or want a framework aligned with modern browser behavior. The question of migration. The article also touches on migration, suggesting that moving from Selenium to Playwright can be straightforward, especially for teams that already understand automation concepts. However, it does not go deep into the practical migration steps, which leaves room for more guidance. Conclusion. Overall, this article is a thought leadership piece. Its main purpose is to spark interest in Playwright. Position it as the future-facing choice. Encourage automation teams to rethink whether Selenium should still be their default option. Would you like me to draft a practical migration roadmap that addresses those missing steps, specifically focusing on how to port existing Selenium locators over to Playwright?